Last month, the University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research reported that the state of Florida, which has seen its economy and population grow for more than 60 years, lost a net 58,000 people this past year. The news has stunned many in the state. Some elected officials have said the state is just in a minor slump due to the recession and that ultimately people will flock back to the Sunshine State. But is that a good thing? Dr. Robert Costanza is the director of the Gund Institute for Ecological Economics at the University of Vermont, who was raised and educated in Florida. He's studied the issue and spoke with WMNF this week about this development.
I think, first of all, you have to look at what the economy is and what the economy is for. And I think we've taken a very narrow view of that in recent years, thinking about the economy as merely the market economy, whose purpose is to simply expand the size of the market and the amount of stuff that we produce and consume. I think we have to take a much broader view than that. The economy really is for providing sustainable human well-being. And so we have to think about all of the things that provide that well-being, and many of those things are outside the market. We've done studies that show that the value of the services of nature, for example, ecosystem services, significantly exceed the value of global GDP. So we're measuring the wrong things. We're not focusing on quality of life rather than quantity of consumption. When you take this broader view of the economy, then you can see that physical growth or growth in the consumption side of it is a means to an end, but it's not an end in itself. And I think we can have a sustainable high-level prosperity in our economy without having a continuing level of physical growth. Continued growth is both unsustainable, but it's also not necessarily desirable.
Well, we'll pick up on that, but you know, one of the things that's interesting is that you could argue that the legislators in the state, many of them are in denial by what you've just said. There's a feeling right now that once the economy recalibrates, the state again will be a popular destination because of its natural environment, its beaches, its lack of a state income tax. Do you agree with that happening, regardless of the thoughts about whether it's good or not, that people will continue to come down to the state?
Well, I think people will continue to visit Florida for many of those same reasons, but I think a lot of people are turned off by the number of people that are in Florida now. So, you know, the tourism base of Florida is not based on having more and more people. In fact, it's probably just the opposite, because those people affect the natural resources that people come to Florida really to visit. I think we might get back on the same track that we were on, this sort of growth at all costs track, I call it. But I don't think that track is sustainable, and I think we can use this current crisis as an opportunity to think differently about what our goals are, what really is a prosperous and sustainable economy, and help us to get onto a different track that will create a higher quality of life for people.
Well, Professor Costanza, you're up there at University of Vermont, and actually some of the things you're talking about here are things that are not dissimilar to what we've heard from officials here in Florida concerned about the quality of the state and where it's going to go forward. Unfortunately, so far, maybe we need worse news to happen. The big news that the legislature, or not big news, but just one of the things the legislature did this past year was talk about, even though there's a glut of housing right now, of helping out developers so they could get more housing. I mean, there's certainly a dearth of ideas here. I think that a lot of people would agree on that. And therefore, the things that you're talking about here, which a lot of people agree with, and yet those who are in charge here don't seem to be on the same pathway, and therefore we don't seem to be getting any quicker to what you're talking about.
Well, maybe you need to change the people in charge, but I think you can think of it as a form of addictive behavior. You know, we have a lot invested in the current system, the current way of thinking. There's a lot of inertia in the system. It's an investment trap, if you will. And those sorts of traps are hard to get out of. But I think the first step is acknowledging that you are in that kind of trap, acknowledging that we're not doing things the way we probably should be, and then stepping back. And usually it does take a crisis of some kind to allow people to see that and to take a step back and to try to get onto a different track. So hopefully this crisis will be an opportunity to do that. I mean, it becomes obvious after a while that doesn't make sense to, encourage more houses to be built when there's already a glut of empty houses. But I think we can recognize that eventually and start to change to a better way. I think another missing element perhaps is to have a relatively detailed shared vision of what that sustainable high prosperity but low to no growth economy would look like. And I think there are many groups out there striving to create that vision. I've seen several recent studies, one by Peter Victor out of Canada he wrote a book recently called Managing Without Growth, where he did some interesting economic modeling showing that we can indeed, this was for the Canadian economy in his case, we can indeed have an economy that's not growing in conventional terms. GDP is not growing, but it's actually creating a higher quality of life, more employment, more leisure time, better quality of life than we have in our current growing economy.